world premiere recordings, and the title of the recording is called The Poetry of Places, which seems to fit where we are headed into this hour. And I like the title, Give Me Your Songs, as well, because it reflects the feature in this hour for this Friday morning. I'm David Nicholas, happy to be with you. Good to have your gracious company and passion for the arts, as always, and one that certainly shares in those passion for the arts. Our guest today, Erica Emelander. Erica Marie Lepre Emelander, and the author of a book that I came across last week in Mackinac City. My family was up there, and we happened to, unplanned, but isn't that just good fortune, stumble upon the art fair there and found the book Beyond the Fort. Marie Lepre, the author here. Erica, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
And you are a teacher by trade.
Correct.
And an author by trade, would you say, or passion in terms of trying to balance all of those endeavors at the same time?
Yeah, it's definitely a passion. And for me as an educator, another way to educate people in a really creative and fun way.
It says author of inspirational historical fiction. What would you, and I like it when people can kind of, in their own words, capture the essence of what they like to think of as their art. Describe to us what you mean by inspirational historical fiction.
So historical fiction being, I like to take actual historic figures, actual historic places, and actual historic events, and then add other characters and situations in order to tell the story of the event or person or place. And so that's the historic fiction part, so taking place in history, but also having a fictional element to it. And then the inspirational piece with me being who I am, and with a lot of the historical situations, a lot of people, especially with one of my main writing topics, the Civil War, a lot of people had to rely on their faith and rely on God in order to get through those things. And so I really bring that into my writing as well.
Is that, you mentioned that then as kind of a focus in sort of the time period of history. Is that what drew you to that period or some of the eras just before, just after, in terms of what you wanted to focus on? Was that the subject of what you were teaching in the classroom and it was a natural extension, or what about that time period drew you to it?
I, for whatever reason, have always been fascinated about the Civil War. Both my mom and my grandpa are huge history fans as well, and so I think that this kind of transferred on to me as well. And so I was able to learn a lot about it as a kid, you know, watching different movies, reading different books about that time period. And then about 12 to 13 years ago, my family and I went on a vacation to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And so that's where it really hooked me as well. And that's before I even became a teacher. I was in the middle of getting my degree at that point, but that's when I really started to latch onto this idea of writing and starting a Civil War series. But then I'd always, always, always had a fascination and a love of Mackinac City, one of my top three favorite places on earth. And so I was actually able to work up there for the State Historic Parks for a couple years, and that's where the idea for Beyond the Fort came. The main character is a historic interpreter working at Colonial Michilimackinac, and she's able to go back in time, and that's something my co-workers and I would always kind of talk about. You know, it'd be pretty cool to go back there and talk about the people that we're portraying and that we're talking about, and so this book's kind of what I wish maybe could have happened at one point.
The time travel adventure Beyond the Fort, penned by Marie Lepre. Erica Marie Lepre Emelander, our guest here today on Mosaic. She is actually headed on her way to be a part of Ottawa City Arts and Crafts, which is this weekend. It takes place at Shoreline Park in Ottawa City tomorrow from 10 until 5 and Sunday from 10 until 4. So literally from Grand Rapids to here, we are on the way, and good to have you joining us and literally pulling off the road. road for just a spell. Now, I see in the write-up here there is three groupings, the Turner Daughter series, and then a middle grade novel for grades three and up, and then the young adult novel and the subject of How We Met, the key to Mackinac series and Beyond the Fort. But let's begin with the Turner Daughter series. Are these all then sort of one in the other, focusing on the same characters? And was this then the first of the writing, or how did you approach these different things for the different age groups in terms of tying in all of these stories?
Yeah, so the Turner Daughter novels, that was the first book of that series was the first book I wrote. The War Shall Rise Against Me, taking place in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Really, while I was there on that family vacation, learned about the story of a civilian there named Jenny Wade. So I wanted to learn more about her. She was about 20 years old when the battle happened. I was about 20 years old when I learned about her. So just really started to resonate with me about her story and her journey and what happened there. So then I went on from there, started planning the book, and then we went on another family vacation where we stopped by in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and was there walking around some of the beautiful old buildings, including one Chatham Manor, and stories about people that would have been walking that path 150 years ago. They started to pop into my head, so that's when I had the bright idea of turning it into a series. So family vacations really play a big role in that, and my love of history, going to these places, talking with historians. The Turner Daughter series, while it's more geared for adults, I do teach middle school. So I made sure that they were appropriate for middle schoolers, as I knew that some of my students would be reading them. And they have, and they enjoy them. But my building is also kindergarten through eighth grade where I teach. And when some of my younger students, at the time they were younger, now they're actually my actual students, they kind of wanted me to write a book for them. And so I went into the third grade classroom, the fourth grade classroom, talked to those kids, learned what they were reading, learned what they wanted to read, got some ideas on how to format a book specifically geared toward them, and then went from there. So my third grade nut book, Sammy's Struggle, is about a 12-year-old boy during the Battle of Gettysburg. And he has to make some pretty tough decisions, pretty tough choices. And, you know, I know a lot of kids in those age groups right now have to make decisions about making judgments and trying to do the right thing in the best way that they can. So that's how that book came about. And then Beyond the Fort, very much young adult, but I also know that a lot of adults enjoy that genre as well. And so Beyond the Fort was fun because I actually got to work with my very students. Spending 6 hours a day with my target audience made it really nice to be able to talk to them and get their ideas, their opinions. Again, what do they like? What don't they like? And then also just be able to have them sign off on the cover, you know, me showing them and, you know, would you guys buy this? And so that was nice as well.
Did you, in the process of writing and talking with them, were those conversations feeding right into the book, and then the opportunity maybe to read portions of what you'd written and getting that immediate response from them? Was it almost like a give and take in terms of how the book came together?
Oh, absolutely. They definitely helped me. And it was also really cool, I think, for them to see the process of actually writing a book as well. The school that I teach at, we are very heavily, we heavily push literacy. The students always have to have a book on them no matter what. And so that was really cool, I think, for them as well, to be able to see the process that all the work that it really does take to write a book and get it published.
And that book is Beyond the Fort, written by Marie Lepre, Erica Marie Lepre Emelander, a teacher and a writer from Grand Rapids. On her way to Tawas, as we said this weekend, the Tawas City Arts and Crafts tomorrow from 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4 at the Shoreline Park in Tawas City. As you put together the first series of books and then wanted to reach the younger audience, and now with this that's billed as the young adult novel, is there a point where all of these characters then, either with what you've written or what maybe the ideas kind of churning around in your head, would all come together in some sort of collective shared story? Do you see it as sort of an extension, a line in history, or do some of the stories end and then give way to stories with other characters as you work on these?
I feel the Civil War era characters, they're kind of in their own world. Sammy Struggle does fall into that because actual Samuel Wade, the main character, was an actual historic figure. The sister of Jenny Wade, who is one of the main characters in the Turner Daughter novels. And the Turner Daughter novels, very much they are, like I said, a world. In fact, all the books in that series are connected by a fictional family. They follow the same timeline, but then there are characters that appear in multiple books, and I've got probably dozens of ideas of spinoffs from characters in that book as in those books as well. And then the Beyond the Fort, I feel like that's its own world as well. There will definitely be sequels. I'm already working on the sequel to Beyond the Fort. And so there will definitely be characters revisited and coming up again in that novel. And then maybe some other extension books from there in the Michigan area. We have a ton of wonderful history here in Michigan. And I'm actually very lucky to be doing a monthly article for a website that explores different parts of Michigan history. And so every time I'm researching one of those articles, I think of another book that I could write about Michigan history that could potentially get linked to the Beyond the Fort or Key to Mackinac series, as we're calling it.
Does that put you in touch then with area historical societies or teachers in, say, the Mackinac City, Northern Michigan area, or perhaps even out into the areas of Virginia and Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where your other books have been set, to collaborate or have your works reach those? Has that opportunity come your way yet, or is that still a hope for goal to get that connection with your work back to those that are in those areas?
Oh, that is something I am definitely working on, slowly but surely. In fact, in another few weeks, the Sammy Struggle book, the middle grade novel, we're actually going to have a companion book for teachers come out for that. I've got a lot of parents buy that for their homeschool kids, or a lot of teachers will buy that. And so that's another way that I can reach out to the teachers that way. Love reaching out with historical societies. I've actually given a couple of talks for historical societies. And then a lot of my research, a lot of my ideas come from the actual National Historic Parks and talking with historians there and getting information from those individuals that really have a lot of knowledge. As well as in my Civil War series, I get a lot of information from historical reenactors. I've been to a handful of those as well. Go to one every year in Gettysburg, and I'm able to get so many ideas as well as inspiration.
These are written for the younger audience, which is wonderful to be able to inspire them with these stories and in some cases just get some of those younger folks reading that maybe have not grasped or embraced reading as we would hope. And that's certainly a very universal concept sometimes, trying to get books in the hands of younger ones. I wonder if the teachers or the parents or the historians see these or you see these as potentially a way, grab them when they're younger and hopefully it leads them to explore some of the other either works of fiction or historical accounts to these events to have it be kind of that gateway, that bridge to bring them across when maybe some of those things would be more challenging, daunting, not interested, or something, but be able to bring them along and encourage them to explore further.
I absolutely think that they can, and I really hope that they do. And there have actually been some situations where I've seen that happen. One of my sisters does not like history at all whatsoever, but she read the first book in the series because out of loyalty to me and, you know, my sister wrote a book, I should probably read it. But after she was done, she said that was really good. It was more about people and relationships and families. And then the history was just there, and it does it. It shapes the background. It shapes their experiences. But it also, you know, human nature, we are still the same with our relationships and with our thoughts and our feelings. And so now when she has time to read, she is more open to reading the historic fiction genre as well.
Wonderful way to share that, not only with the family, but the growing and broader audience. The book is called Beyond the Fort, Marie Lepre, the author, and joining us here today on Mosaic on WCMU. Set as I was calling it a sort of time travel adventure, historical mm-hmm. fiction, but the idea of, and a way to grab that younger audience with the idea of being able to travel back in time and meet and be among some of those folks. And as you said, and I'm sure most in our audience would agree, that whole Mackinac City, Mackinac Island area, just a gem and a treasure to be able to be there. We were fortunate when we met last weekend to have such glorious weather there. Hope it is the same throughout the weekend. It looks like the forecast will be very nice as well in the Tawas area as you head there. And the school year then underway. Are you back at work, starting work after Labor Day? How is that schedule now playing out as you try and travel and do this as well?
Oh, I'm already 6 days in. We started last week Thursday, okay. And then we went Monday through Thursday this week, and we'll pick back up again on Tuesday. So definitely well in it. I was already able to take my eighth graders on leadership camp Tuesday and Wednesday. They did a wonderful job, so a little shout out to them for that. They did a really great job with their leadership camp and really setting the tone for a very good year at school. So we are very much in full swing, and it's going to be a fun year.
Wonderful. Great stories to tell and great connection with the younger folks in the work, not only in the classroom, but through the books that you write. Facebook.com/WCMU Public Radio. You can find the post from earlier this morning that was setting the stage for Erica to join us in studio today. And we'll be putting up a post to this for our Mosaic page later on today, so you can revisit our conversation and hopefully have a chance to share that with other friends especially. And I would encourage all of you listening to do that as well, because certainly the stories that can capture the history and in this case history of Michigan in particular with the book Beyond the Fort, a great way to connect with a lot of folks. Tawas City Arts and Crafts is tomorrow, 10 to 5, Sunday, 10 to 4 at Shoreline Park in Tawas City. So if you are headed that way, you will also have a chance to meet up with and explore the works and books of Erica Marie Lepre Emmelander, teacher and writer, and our guest here today on Mosaic. Thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the work, and best of luck with it moving forward as well. And enjoy the time in Tawas, another treasured place up there on our Sunrise side of the state.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.